There's a heartbeat, oh so faint, but there's a heartbeat for season 2024. The Dead Set Legends are back, ready to rock and roll, and we cannot wait to get stuck into it. The former skipper of the Brisbane Lions come down here for a nice little super top-up as well at Port Adelaide. Tommy Rockliffe, welcome back, mate.
Yes, thanks for having me. Good morning, Adelaide. Tomo, it's great to be back. A big, big year ahead, season 2024. Both Adelaide teams, we expect them to do some damage, hopefully, in September, and the state's up and about. Beautiful weather, long weekend down there, so I'd imagine everyone's ready to go.
Oh, it's beautiful, mate. 40 degrees, can you believe it? Which is all good. We are absolutely loving it, but we're a man down.
Where is Ferg?
I don't know, mate. We had our last show in October, can you believe it, of the Dead Set Legends, and so we've had 6 months off, and we've had it penned in the diary. The 9th of March, we are back. No Ferg, which is quite incredible. He's over in Sri Lanka, can you believe it? We'll get to that very, very shortly. But I'll tell you what, his replacement is an absolute star. Former skipper of the Crows, big Texan Walker. Hello, mate.
Ah, morning, boys. Morning, Adelaide. What a beautiful day it is, Tomo. We look out, not a cloud in the sky. 40 degrees. Oh. Bloody good to be here, boys.
I'll tell you what, now, Fergos as well, when did you get the call up here? No Ferg text. Like, this is incredible. And you've come in and you're going to dominate. Don't worry about that. But you'd think you'd be here for the first show, Callum Ferguson.
Yeah, you'd think you would be. But I think he's got the holiday booked in like Mark Ricciuto does for the Brekkie show. More weeks off than more weeks on. But it's always a pleasure to come in and see you, Tomo. See you down the line, Rocky. You're looking fit, Rock.
Yeah, a bit trim. Lost about 13 Texan. Dropped 13, 14 kgs. I had to. I was a swollen whale there for a while.
Actually, speaking of whales.
Yeah, what about them?
Breaking news here, Tomo.
Go on, hit me.
Glenelg Beach, there's a washed up Andrew Jarman lookalike.
Are you serious?
The news has come across our desk that Jars has been washed up at Glenelg Beach.
Hang on.
A massive, massive whale has been washed up on Glenelg Beach.
Are you taking the mickey or are you serious?
I'm not taking the Malthouse, Tomo. I'm being deadly serious here.
Okay. Wow.
Here, photos and videos have come through, Rocky, of a massive whale washed up at Glenelg Beach. For all the listeners, if you're driving down the west side of town,
genius.
Pop your head in near the jetty.
Wow.
You might see Andrew Jarman's twin.
Well, he's apparently he's jumped in at Henley Beach, gone for a swim and just sort of floated down, lost breath, couldn't get back into shore, and he's just ended up washing up.
Getting washed up.
I think it's actually Jars
pulled
washed up
stumps.
On the shore.
Right.
Okay. If anyone's down there, we probably need them to call in and let us know whether it is Jars or not or whether he's all right.
0488 51047 is the text line number as well. If you want to get involved, that is an actual, it's a true sighting. So, looking forward to that. Now, we've got a big show today, big Tex and Walker. Don't worry about that. What a game of footy last night. 46 points up the Brisbane Lions, and then Carlton snatched it.
I nearly went and stared at the back of my eyelids at halftime, Tomo. Nearly turned it off as Brisbane were up by 46 points.
Yep.
Luckily, I hung around, watched the third quarter, and wowee. We saw the best of Carlton, what they've been working on over the summer, and they come back. I think they were within maybe a goal, or were they up at three-quarter time, Rocky? I'm not too sure.
They're up, up at three-quarter time. It was an incredible game. Brisbane jumped out of the blocks. We'll get to it next and go a bit more in depth, but they'll be disappointed because they don't lose at the Gabba, the Brisbane Lions, and if they want to win the premiership, go one step better, they need a win at home.
We are going to get into both games next, actually. Sydney too good as well on Thursday night. It's a Dead Set Legends, all thanks to Betfair. Triple M. 14 minutes past 9 o'clock for your Saturday morning, Adelaide. The Dead Set Legends are back for season 2024. Tom Rockliffe, big Texan Walker, and Tomo in this morning.
Sirens! Carlton come from 46 points down. They come from way out in the clouds to snatch a one-point win. Brisbane almost never beaten here at the Gabba. They're rolled by a point. What a start to the season for the Blues.
Quite incredible when you think about it. And the final last year, the prelim final, when Carlton jumped out of the gates and then Brisbane just clawed their way back and got them done. But last night, it was all the Brisbane Lions early on in that one. 7 goals in the first quarter. It just was Brisbane by how much.
They were clinical in the first quarter, Rock.
Absolutely. They were at their best. They looked like they'd come, hadn't missed a beat, and it even continued through that second quarter. Carlton started to get a bit of momentum, but after halftime, it was all the Navy Blues wanted. They started to dominate the contest, particularly around the footy techs. You know how important the midfield
It was like they changed Guernseys at halftime, wasn't it, Rock?
It certainly was. I mean, Vossi would have been fired up at halftime. He would have been disappointed with what he saw in that first half, but the Lions still had their opportunity. They dominated the territory battle, the inside 50s. They just couldn't get the reward from it. But once Carlton got their hands on the footy, contested footy was massive. They started to control the inside the contest, outside of the contest as well, and then they ran away with it, and it turned into a cracking game. But to be able to come back on Brisbane's home deck, where, as Howie said in that call, they just don't lose there. I think they've lost two games in the last 2 years or something like that at the Gabba. I think they went undefeated there last year. And to be able to do that, Carlton, to shift momentum the way they did, they're the real deal, I think, but a massive, massive win for them.
Oh, it's huge for Carlton Footy Club to be able to come from, what, 7-8 goals down, yeah, Tomo, to lock that away and end up getting 4 points on the road. They'd get massive belief out of that, and I think they're the real deal as well, Rocky, that they're going to go a fair way into finals this year and, if not, be up there on the last day in September. So, massive win for Carlton on the road. And it was good to see Harry Mackay slot a few goals. I was very happy for the great big fella.
The Coleman medal winner from 2021 to give Carlton the lead back. And Harry Mackay slotted it home. And look at him go. He's got three. Carlton fans are out of their chair. And Mackay is pumped.
You're on the top few of the best set shots in the comp, Texan. So you see that last night, you're stoked for him, yes. But is it consistent? Can he do it all year for us? What do you see when you see Harry Mackay lining up for goal?
Well, I'm always big on having a routine. And I think he's still tweaking his routine. But the other thing I thought he did really well with his set shot goal kicking last night, he got some momentum through his kick. I always say that momentum always will correct whether you hit the ball well or not off the boot. So if he can continue to go through his routine and get some momentum in that, he's certainly going to give himself a massive chance to kick a lot of goals this year. And him and Charlie Kerno would be an absolute nightmare for any defender or defence in the competition for this year.
And once you just miss it one or two, it really becomes a mental game. And what he would have had to deal with over the last couple of years mentally, you can tell that it has an impact on within himself, but his teammates sticking up for him post-game as well.
Just back to Big H on that moment there. I think that can put the media to sleep a little bit. So, well done, H.
I'll love to see that as well. Sticking up for your mates as well. And no doubt, if he missed that goal last night, that would be the story. We'd be talking about it once again, Harry Mackay. So to be able to do that. And the mental demons, as you talk about there, Rock, like you would have felt that before as well, Tex, and there's no doubt.
100%. And as I'll go back to routine. Routine gives you something to focus on, whether you're fatigued, no matter the game, whether you're sore, whether you're injured, whether you're flight-like. It just gives you something to focus on when you have a set shot. So I was sitting back watching it last night. I was very pumped for Harry Mackay to be able to slot a couple through the big sticks and then the one that meant the most late in the last quarter.
And the other big story out of last night was the dashing defender, Kitty Coleman, who's outstanding and has been for a couple of years now. He started last night again really well, but unfortunately it looks like maybe the worst news possible.
Fingers crossed for Kitty Coleman that it's not ACL. We don't like seeing our gun players out of the game. But I tell you what, Rocky, sitting back last night and watching that live, it didn't look good. It was a bit like UFC. You know how they kick and do that kind of stuff? His leg pretty much wrapped around the opposition bloke that went to smother him. So fingers crossed that he can wake up this morning, get scans, and it's not what everyone fears.
Scans today. So they've had some horrid luck as well. Chris Fagan was talking about it last night on the in the post-match presser. So they had Hipwood go down, Rayner, Ashcroft as well. So fingers crossed it isn't the worst for Kitty Coleman. Now, next, we need to address the elephant in the room, which is no Callum Ferguson, can you believe it? He's
on
not
day
here.
One.
On day one, he's had 6 months off. He's been swanning around this country.
Might not get his job back.
No, I know. It's a hot start from the Texan Walker as well on the Dead Set Legends 104.7. Adelaide's Triple M. 104.7 Adelaide's at Triple M, the Dead Set Legends, the first episode of 2024, if you don't mind. And, well, there's no Callum Ferguson, Rocky, which is quite incredible. He's been at the helm here at the Dead Set Legends for the last 2 years. We've had this earmarked in the diaries, 9th of March. We're ready to rock and roll, and we can't find the great man.
Well, we normally can't stop him from talking, so we always go overtime. We try and wrap him up as quick as we can, but this year he said he wanted to do less shows, only do the footy season, so to suit his schedule, because he's travelling everywhere through the summer, but he's not here day one. It's quite incredible.
It's insane, really. Like, the season has started, and we've got the great man, the Texan Walker, in the seat and doing a fine job as well, but you were shocked when you got the call up, Tex.
Bit like me going to Nixie and saying, hey, Nixie, you start pre-season day one, I've got to go overseas and got to go and sun me nuts somewhere in a beautiful part of the world.
Yeah.
I'm coming back about 3 weeks late.
Sun me nuts.
Wow,
I like that. So I do wonder how the conversation went with Callum Ferguson and our boss here at Triple M, Matty O'Reilly, and he joins us now. G'day, Matty.
G'day, boys. Well, yeah, Ferg's just treating us like he treats his family, which is absent, never around.
I don't think
his kids even know who he is anymore. But how he did go about it was quite interesting, Tomo. So I don't know if Ferg's ever had to ask you something mildly confrontational or anything like that. But what he does is he rings up. He then talks to you and tells you about his life for 45 minutes. He asks you every question he could possibly ask you for 45 minutes. And then after an hour and a half on the phone, he drops what he's actually ringing about, which is, oh, mate, I'm going to be in Sri Lanka for the first 2 weeks. And you're that keen to get off the phone, you just to agree to whatever he's asking. And he's going to play in some hack old players sort of competition over there. That's what he's missing it for. It doesn't really seem high priority to me. He said he was very keen to do the show from Sri Lanka, but then hadn't even looked up that it would be would mean the show was going to air at 4 a.m. Sri Lankan time. So he'd be up at 2:30 to do the show. Hadn't factored that in.
No.
He was telling me how hard he's worked over summer and that he needed a break. He works 5 weeks a year. Who is burnt out from 5 weeks of work? And most of it, he is sitting around eating beef stroganoff. Like, the catering bill for Triple M Cricket is through the roof. He had 3 stroganoffs in one day at Adelaide Oval.
No, he did not.
He can eat.
Now, quite incredible, really, though, Rocket. And so, we've had these conversations. Like, when Ferg rings, I put away half an hour on the diary.
Is he good on the tongue,
mate.
Is he?
Yeah. And even better on air once he gets going, I tell you.
Sounds like he's good on the tooth as well.
So, Matty, he's not here next week as well. Is that right? He's away again.
He's away next week, yes. Wow. He's still in Sri Lanka. Yep.
So for his contract, obviously, we don't want to get into it, but surely there has to be a bit of a clause into his Dead Set Legends contract, because he's literally, this is our third year we've been on air. I reckon he would have had 15 weeks off, Tomo.
Quite easily.
25% at least. It must be a reduction of 25% in his contract.
Yeah, definitely. He just doesn't know it yet. he does normally ask for this weird golf weekend that he goes on with Bluey in April as well, so he hasn't asked about that yet. So I'm waiting for him to get back mid-March and ask for another week off in April.
Well, so what I'm hearing out of this,
be on standby for a few weeks.
What I'm hearing out of this, Rocky and Tomo, is the fact that if you want a pay rise, if you want anything from Matt O'Reilly, just ring him up and keep talking, asking all the questions, keep him on the phone for a long period of time, and then hit him with the hard question at the end. Because you'll just get sick of it and say yes.
I'd rather be broke than half an hour on the phone with Matty.
Yeah, so right. But the funny thing about Matty O'Reilly is that trying to get him on the phone text is near impossible.
Yeah,
he only answers 1 out of 7 calls because he's swanning around the world himself.
Yep.
I mean, if this is a guy that just takes off to the Super Bowl in America and then he's in Sydney at the Taylor Swift concert, he's never actually at work, so he's near impossible to get anyway.
Don't worry, Rock. I know he went to the States. I had FaceTimes about 2 a.m., video messages sent through. Absolute pain in my backside, Matthew O'Reilly.
Sorry about that, lad.
I'm sure you are.
I was going to get through a Dead Set Legends cross without being stitched up.
But, nah.
Apparently not.
No, that's good, actually. It started on Ferg and then ended up on you. Thank you, Matty.
Get back to eating your scones.
Oh, beautiful. I like that. Now, we're not done on Ferg yet, are we? Because as Matty there, you know, touched on, 5 weeks a year that he works. How can you be burnt out after 5 weeks, Rock?
Well, he's always compared himself to James Brayshaw, and he said that he wanted to be him in the past, which we know. But yeah, the difference is Brayshaw deserves a time off because he doesn't make mistakes. Ferg goes to air, and this is what you have to put up with.
I tell you what, the only thing that would be better than this is to have a schooner with it. What do you reckon?
Oh, yeah. Bang.
Ice cold amber ale at some point would be really nice.
What would be really was nice? That
an amber ale would be delicious.
An amber ambulance. You need an ambulance, Ferg.
Anal. What was he saying?
Amber ale.
Triple M. 104.7 Adelaide's Triple M. The Dead Set legend Tom Rockliffe, big Texan Walker in studio today. And Tom, I hear until 11:30. Now, Texan, a very, very big week for the Walker family this week, mate. Very, very special.
It was a very... Right.
You're not having another kid.
No, Rocky, I'm a bit smarter than that, Rocky. Three's enough for me, mate. But, Tomo, it was a very, very big week for our family. My old man got inducted into the New South Wales Hall of Fame. So 100 people.
Absolutely brilliant.
So there's a big do-on in a couple of months' time. But to give a few stats, Tomo, 351 games.
Yep.
Across two clubs, 4 BNFs, 4 Middleton medals, so that's competition medals.
Yep.
9 premierships. 10 state games, and I don't know how many games he coached, but I'd like to introduce my old man, Wayne Walker. Welcome to the show, Dad.
Good morning, Taylor. Good morning, Tommy and Robert.
Hey, mate, must be a very, very special time for you, Wayne. Congratulations to start, but, mate, does it make you reflect on what you look back on with your footballing journey?
Oh, look, it's pretty humbling, but at the end of the day, look, a lot of it goes so quickly that, you know, you get caught up in it and you sort of move on and then you follow what your kids are doing. So it's, it's a great honour, obviously, for a couple of us in Broken Hill. And, it really is. And it'll be good to get over to Sydney and catch up with some other friends as well that are involved.
Absolutely amazing effort, Wayne. Played in so many premierships. So you were clearly a much better footballer than what Tex was.
Wouldn't have thought.
I think Tex said 9 premierships there. I wonder how many of them, when you lined up pre-game, did you do the power stance?
Well, back then, we used to do the chicken dance.
Oh, Rocky, I knew it was going to come back and bite me when I gave this idea to interview Dad. Yeah. Dad played a fair bit of footy, coached a fair bit of footy. Can you differentiate between the both of them, what you preferred?
Oh, look, you enjoyed both. I mean, I think what happens is when you're coaching and sort of playing coaching, it was rewarding just to win a premiership, but focus on what was going on. And then I got heavily involved with juniors and just to see kids come through and, you know, further progress their football ability was probably where the reward is.
Now, a couple of years ago, I did venture up there to Broken Hill and pulled on the boots to play a game. Not all that well. A little bit slow to get moving. But
did they have to stitch two Guernseys together for you, Rocky? Yeah. Or?
At that time, they probably did. But
wore
I'm back.
Wore the number 11. They called him Brackets.
Brackets.
Back here, Nick. But you swapped clubs at Broken Hill. There's only 4 teams. That would have been massive. Massive news.
Oh, I was back then. The original club I played for, Centrals, had won 4 in a row. And then North Broken Hill had approached me the previous year, and they approached me the following year to go and coach. So, they wouldn't have come back in. So I decided to go and coach at a young age. And unfortunately, they beat us in the final by 7 points, but we won the year after. But reflecting on Broken Hill when you came up, was there any truth in the rumour that you got out to the airport and you realised you hadn't been paid your cash and then went back to the footy club?
Yes, your lovely ex-wife was driving me out there to the airport and I'd realised that they'd forgot to give me my pay packet, so we had to do a U-turn. But they've secured someone this year. Robbie Gray's going up there, I believe, mid-season to play and do the sporty up there.
He's got big shoes to fill.
And big Guernseys.
Big shorts. Why football, Dad? What made you gravitate towards football back when you were growing up?
Oh, look, I think it was all in the family, obviously, with Dad playing a fair bit of footy as well. And know, we got introduced to it, you know, at a young age, and we've got a lot of photos where we've got Taylor, Ayrton and A-Sharp, you know, ranging from probably 6 years of age onwards. Everywhere we went was involved in footy, and probably where he got his spirit was hanging out of the Toyota Tarago, abusing people. So a lot of that's changed anyway.
And you've obviously moved on. You said once you have kids, you start to really focus in on them. Tex coming towards the end of his career, you keep a keen eye on the Adelaide Crows. Where do you see them at this year? Do you see them maybe sneaking into finals?
All things being equal, if you know they get some wins early in the board, I think they're a chance top six, and anything's possible. I mean, you reflect back last year, you know, the Swans game, the two Collingwood games, and they could have been sitting fifth. So I think they just can't get caught up in the hype, and they've just got to produce on the Saturday or whatever day it is.
And you can't keep your finger out of the football fraternity. Dad, you're doing a bit of work out at Norwood with the 17s and 19s?
No, 16s and 18s.
16s and 18s.
Close. Yeah, no, sort of do a bit of recruiting and development for 16s and 18s, and look at trying to bring some kids down from Broken Hill. We have North Adelaide up there as well. And then we're bringing some kids down from Sunraysia, from Wildura Footy Club, where Sammy Kerridge is coaching up there.
Wayne, an absolutely great achievement, mate. Throughout the week, you should be very, very proud. You got a great family involved as well in the game of football. So well done to you. Thanks for your time.
Too easy. Thanks. Have a great weekend, guys. Stay cool.
Congratulations, well done, Wayne. What a star that man is. It makes you wonder as well, Texan, when Robbie Gray does head up to Broken Hill and play, if he's going to get caught at the pub on the Friday night like I am on Rocky. Oh, hang on. What's going on here, Texan?
Oh, my God. I thought I sounded terrible singing at concerts, Rocky, but Christ almighty.
The worst thing is, I thought I was nailing that.
Isn't it funny when you're at concerts like that, you sing along, you're thinking, oh, how good do I sound? And then you hear the audio back, you're like, did someone run over me with a couple of tyres?
He didn't look good either.
Oh, gee.
Dribble over. 3 minutes away from 10 o'clock for your Saturday morning, Adelaide. The Dead Set Legends. Tom Rockliffe, big Texan Walker, in for Callum Ferguson today and a Tomo Texan. First hour, pretty well done and dusted, dominated.
Nah, on field, off field, do whatever we have to do, Tomo.
Well, speaking of on field, a big year coming up, season 2024. You kick off next week. Round zero is already here. It does feel strange watching football today when it's 41 degrees. But
I'll tell you what, it's good to be back.
It's good to be back.
Sitting on the couch in your lounge room last night watching footy. How good is it? Footy's back.
Love it, mate. Love it. Now, I was down there last week and had a bit of a look. Absolutely belted West Coast and some promising signs as well. Unfortunately, Riley Thilthorpe went down, everyone knows, with his knee, but he had the surgery throughout the week. How's he tracking?
He had surgery Wednesday, so for him, long term, it's a good sign. They stitched up his meniscus, and he'll be probably 12, give or take a couple of weeks, 12 weeks on the sideline. So hopefully we get the big fella a little bit stronger, a little bit fitter in the next 12 weeks, and he'll come back, give us a great target in the last period of the season, Tomo.
I'm sure he certainly will. He'll go away, do the work. Now, Nix is coming into his fifth season. All the talk's been about playing finals, etc. like that. Tex, it's almost, you've got to play finals this year, don't you? It's been long enough now that you've been out of contention and haven't been playing September footy. We know what happened last year. You probably should have been there, but you've just got to tick that box off this year.
Yeah, you're spot on, Rocky. That's certainly our goal this year, is to be playing when the top eight teams are all playing. So we've had a healthy pre-season. Boys are looking good. We've worked on all the things that we needed to do, and I think we're in a great position to be able to launch into the season and win a few more games to give us a great opportunity to play finals footy.
Touch on Thilthorpe once again, obviously, with him out. A couple of options as well, like Chris Burgess is one who's come down from Queensland, and then Lachie Gallant as well, Tex?
Yeah, they've both had very good pre-season, so they're the two likely ins that will probably get the nod this week when we go up and play Gold Coast. But Tomo, I did see that you were on the microphone down when we were playing West Coast last week. Is this a one-off, or are you doing it all season?
No, I'm in. You're in. Oh, yeah. No, this
pre-game.
When the Crows come good, this is where I come out the woodwork.
Well, who did you like in the pre-season game?
I like Sam Berry, mate. I thought he was fantastic. Like, I loved him, obviously, a couple of years ago. He burst onto the scene last year a little bit down, but I thought he was fantastic.
I totally agree with you, mate. I thought he was outstanding, and big Riley O'Brien, so... Nah, we're in a good position, Rocky, to be able to launch into the season and hopefully win, I don't know, 15 games, 20 games, we'll see.
Like it.
15, 20 games would be nice. We've seen Sloaney on the back page. I certainly didn't like his goggles that he's going to be wearing out there, but he's obviously trying to take anything he can possible to get through and play footy again, Tex.
Yeah, no, he's just trialling them at the moment, Rocky. That was his first one yesterday, so... I did speak to him last night. He said they're a little bit annoying. He's got some littler ones, so I think it's just going to be a bit of a trial and error just to see whether he can look over those eyes.
Geez, the press didn't miss him either. It was everywhere, all over the news, back page, the Sloan Ranger, they're calling him.
Oh, yeah. He looked. If Craigie Williams misses his ride today, we know where his goggles are.
Certainly look like. One thing I did want to mention, seen up here in Queensland, Tommy Duday. He didn't miss. Oh, he didn't miss Adelaide during the week, did he?
Mm.
Was that made mention at all in the locker room? I'm sure it'll be to play when you come up, but he certainly didn't miss the state of Adelaide.
Mm. Yeah, it's not like dudes to say something a bit silly. Mm. Coming from me, but good on you, dudes.
Yeah.
Awesome, mate.
I reckon we'll just leave it there. 104.7 Triple M. 104.7 Adelaide's at Triple M. The Dead Set Legends. Tom Rockliffe, no Cow Ferguson. Big Texan Walker is in for him. And Tomo, 17 minutes past 10 o'clock for your Saturday morning. Now, boys, an article this week, weekend, today, I should say, in the Advertiser, talking about non-Victorian clubs rallying around and supporters, a best of three grand final series to take place at the end of September rather than a one-off at the MCG. Clearly, this is for the, you know, well, there's money involved with it as well, but also a fairness around the competition, I think it is basically the best team wins on neutral grounds rather than just the MCG, which, you know, proved to be Collingwood's home ground last year in front of 100,000 people.
Well, you can see the model of the NFL where they book 5 years in advance where they're going to play the Super Bowl, which I think is outstanding. We've been able to see what it's done through COVID year when we're able to play over in Perth, the grand final, the one up in Brisbane. So I can see there's merit to it. Whether you play three games, like, you're going to be absolutely banged up.
Mm.
Is it over 3 weeks? What sort of time period will it be over? Is it three games in 2 weeks? I'm not too sure of the ins and outs. I'm sort of sitting on the fence, Rocky. I'm not sure whether it'd be a great idea to do three games. I can see the NBL do best of five. NBA do best of seven, so I think there's merit to this sort of idea, but our game's pretty brutal with the body and the mind, so yeah, I'm not too sure how that would go, Rocky.
Yeah, well, I was never lucky enough to play in a grand final, Tex. You obviously did. We got to a prelim, but the build-up would be too big, wouldn't it, for three mentally more so than physically as well. Three grand final build-up. It doesn't make sense to me. I understand why basketball, baseball, all these other sports can do it. It's not as physical. It's not as taxing. Mm-hmm. You want to try and get the advantage wherever you can. Grand final is always going to be in Melbourne for the reason that you've got a 100,000 seat stadium. Until we have that in Sydney, Brisbane, then we can start to rotate it. I'm a big believer in still just having one grand final. And you can pick your stats to whichever way you want in this argument as well. You can say that there's only been the two interstate premiers in the last 17 years. But you look at the early 2000s, Brisbane won 01, 2, 3, and then it was Port Adelaide in 04, Sydney, West Coast. Yep. Like, the interstate clubs won about 7 or 8 in a row.
Does it put pressure on the likes of Adelaide Oval, Perth Stadium, Brisbane, the Gabba, to get your stadium up to 100,000 people so that you can do that?
Yeah, but if the contract's in place at the moment anyway, to 2057, they're not moving it away from the MCG, I would love it. I would absolutely love it. You earmark it at the start of the year, it's going to be in Perth, Sydney, Adelaide, rotate it every year. Well, I think it would be sensational. Is it going to happen? I don't think so.
So you're saying one-off grand final, that you move it around, three?
Not the three, because if it's over a three-week period, I don't think people would get sick of it, but you play the first two and it's done maybe. I just think the build-up, it's so Australian the way we have it at the moment.
Yep.
Grand final day, you lock
tradition.
It in on a Saturday afternoon or a twilight Saturday, whatever it is. I don't think that'll change, but I would love to see it moved around the country. I think it would be brilliant.
Don't worry about the contract either, Tomo.
No, what do they mean these days,
Rocky? They're made to be broken. Yep, there's lawyers out there that feast on them. But the thing is, you won't get the stadiums. They're talking about building a stadium up here in Queensland for 70, 70,000 seat stadium. But yeah, for me, it's just a one-off grand final still. I don't see the point in going to best of three.
Just a quick one with that then. Would you like to see the Victorian clubs move out of Victoria a bit more then and travel a little bit more? Is there a way that that can happen rather than... Do you know what I mean? Like, it is a good luck situation, isn't it? Like, it's built the way it's built for a reason, there's no doubt. But there's no fairness to the competition at the moment.
No, not really. And if that... What is it, 70,000 up at the Gabba? Is that what?
Well, they're talking about building a new stadium at Vic Park up here for the Olympics in 2032 or whatever.
Yeah. Any Tom Rockcliffe stands going to be?
Oh, there'd be a couple of bars, I would have thought.
Couple of eateries, I reckon. But it'd be interesting to see what the listeners think,
yeah,
Tomo.
I like it, mate. Let's go to the phones on this. 133353. What do you want to see out there, Triple M family? Do you want to see a best of three AFL decider? Do you want to see it moved around a little bit, the AFL grand final? There's got to be a better way for this to happen. 133353. We'll take some calls next, Rock, yeah?
Yeah, we certainly will. And there's some great prizes up for grabs, Tomo. What do we got?
Absolutely. Double passes galore to go to see the Adelaide United, if you don't mind, and a handshake with Tex. 133353. Hit us up right now. We'll take your calls next. Best of three AFL decider. Hit the phones. 25 minutes past 10 o'clock for your Saturday morning. Top of 40 degrees around the city of churches today. Total bushfire day, obviously, for the next couple of days as well. So please be careful out there.
One triple bushfire day?
What's that?
Total bushfire day.
Yeah, total ban. Bushfire ban.
Ben.
Oh, sorry, mate. Sorry, mate. Yeah, that's what we're hoping for, is a total bushfire free day.
Good news. See, Rocky's now an English teacher. Christ.
133353 is the number, and we're asking the question, the best of three. It's come out today, the best of three to decide the AFL grand final. An article written, page 2 or 3 in the Advertiser today, that a bit of a push from non-Victorian clubs for this to happen. Can we see it happen, Texan?
Not three grand finals. I'd love to see grand finals get moved around to different parts of the state, but I don't think three is viable.
Yeah,
parts of the state. You want to see it in Ballarat or something?
Well, different ovals, Rocky. Jesus, have a look. Yeah, he's sitting on his chair, rocking back.
Bloody hell.
Different cities.
What is going
different
on?
Different states.
Rob, you've got a rap sheet as long as my arm, mate. I wouldn't be going there in terms of proper English.
It's been a long summer for you folks.
Are you serious?
Did you get a head knock at training or something this week?
Let's go to the callers, Tomo.
No, let's just start on because he loses 10 kilos and he just thinks he's Brad Pitt at the moment. Doesn't he? You know what I mean?
Still looks like he's been stung by a puff of fish.
133353 is the number as we're talking right now about, is it going to be, do you want to see it, a best of three decider for the AFL Grand Final? We'll head up to Prospect. Here we got Greg. G'day, Greg.
Yeah, g'day, mate. And boys, firstly, I think you should all sit those primary school tests, you know.
What do you mean, Greg?
Test your IQs, right?
Yeah.
I'll tell you. Anyway, And who would be driving three grand finals, right? At the top of the tree would be Fox and all the money-hungry mongrels that hold us all to ransom anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Secondly, it'd be all the commercial entities, because who's going to have the dough in their pocket if their team goes through, you know, to the three grand finals? Not us country cousins, mate. We couldn't afford to go and see them all. And the AFL forever and all those at the top of the tree want to keep changing things that aren't broken anyway, all right? But about the game being shifted to capital cities, the grand final, all for it. And if anyone was to say, oh, Adelaide, you've got to double your capacity, yeah, well, the AFL, they can put the money up and not strap us taxpayers for it, but stop trying to fix things that aren't broken, you know? Like, they're just all a mob of buffets.
So, my IQ, don't try and fix it if it's not broken.
Oh, that's fantastic, Greg. I love that. As we go out to Ottawa, that's a great call from Greg as well. David's there. David, 133353, mate. Best of three decider for the grand final. Your thoughts?
Yeah, how you going?
Good, mate. Good, mate.
Boys, listen, I reckon that if it's... say an interstate side playing Victorian side, have like a grand final in each state, and the one that was finishing higher have that first, and then go on aggregate. So say if one team wins by 20 points and then the next one wins by 10, well, the one that had the highest amount of winning wins the premiership.
Like in the soccer.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So yeah, you'd like to see two grand finals.
Victorian sides, for instance, just have one grand final because it's in that one state, so you just have one.
Yeah.
No, thanks for calling in, mate.
Like it, Dave. We got Roger at Winbarre. Rog, what are your thoughts on this, the AFL decider?
Yeah, g'day guys. Yeah, look, I don't think a three-game series would work. It's just the physicality of the game. That would just be brutal on the players. But another suggestion I've been thinking about is like a EPL style, you know, English Premier League, where the top of the team at the top of the tree at the end of the series takes out the championship.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's the best team across the year. You know, becomes the champion. So do away with the final series completely and top of the tree wins.
I like the idea, but the AFL would never, ever do that, not having a grand final. That's the amount of money that they'd
well, that's float the thing.
Away.
That's the thing that is, as well, Tex. The players are paid on the revenue of the game now, so it's in the players' best interest to have a massive grand final in Melbourne. Probably in their interest to have the best of three, to be honest, were doing it three times, the TV rights would go up, etc. like that. But let's head out to Dean at North Hill. What are your thoughts on a best of three?
Yeah, g'day guys. First of all, never drop text from the show because he's worth every cent. So
good on you, Dino.
Yeah,
on you, Dino.
Mate, you'll laugh a minute. That's for sure, mate.
Well, we need him to retire.
So just with moving the game around, look, I would love to see that. But you know, you really need the bigger stadiums. I mean, because there's nothing better than the roar, the crowd, the atmosphere on that first bounce. You know, at the end of the game. So, you know, it's just, look, you can't take it away from the MCG at the moment to, I personally think, that you get bigger grounds elsewhere. So it gives more people the opportunity to go for starters, but just the atmosphere is fantastic.
I like it, Dino. Like it, mate. Who we got there, Texan?
We got Brad from Mount Barker.
G'day, boys. How are we? Good, mate. You?
Yeah, good. What's your thoughts on three grand finals and whether they move it to different states, Rocky?
So I don't think the three grand finals work, but what I think we should do is bring back State of Origin in the middle of the season and then go Victoria versus the Allies, and the winner of that determines where the grand final is. Oh. So then in the Allies, whoever finishes highest out of all the non-Victorian states gets to then host the grand final. So, you know, if Brisbane win the grand finals in Brisbane, if they finish top of the ladder, Brisbane has the grand final. If it's Adelaide, it's in Adelaide or West Coast, wherever. So that would be my suggestion.
Wow, I don't mind that. That's very innovative.
So you'd be playing for Allies?
So I'd be pretty much playing for South Australia, New South Wales, Queensland.
Everywhere.
Just in case.
Just in case.
So it might be the Crows are 17th on the ladder. We're playing in the Allies team, and I'm playing for Brisbane to host the grand final.
hang on, Tex. It's the best two or three forwards in the comp from interstate. I don't think you'd be getting any call-up, mate.
Oh. 76 goals doesn't get you up there. Or
centre forward All-Australian.
Jesus. Some very good callers. Yeah. Not many fans like the three grand finals, but I think they're very, very happy to have it in different parts of the of Australia.
Great callers. Just a bit of a flat finish from Rock there, wasn't it? You know, we were going beautifully.
It'd be interesting to see what sort of comments he'd make if he was in studio.
10:32 is the time, Triple M. 23 minutes away from 11 o'clock, 104.7 Adelaide's a Triple M, the Dead Set Legends. Tom Rockliffe, Big Tex and Walker in studio today for Callum Ferguson and Tomo at the Rub. Kicks off at 11:30. Triple M rocking football. Looking forward to that, Rock.
Yeah, can't wait. Should be a cracking one. Can't wait for the Rub. They always fire up, don't they, early on in the season.
Maybe you should take note. Fire up, Rocky.
Fire up and get going. But something grabbed my attention a bit earlier in the show, Tex, but also during the week on social media. Our man Tomo, he's got another gig. We know he's a busy man. He does...
Oh, Giggs Thompson.
Yeah, about five different jobs. None of them all that, well.
Thomas. Giggs Thomas.
Yep.
But I seen a video posted to the Adelaide Crows social media, and it was about where's the best seat in Adelaide Oval. This is how it went.
Okay.
Best spot to watch footy from an Adelaide Oval. How about out here? Hello, Crows fans. My name is Tom. I'm your new match day MC host for season 2024. Cannot wait to get stuck into it with MJ. See ya for our first home game. Geelong Cats, Friday night, 22nd of March. See ya there.
What's wrong with that?
So he said, see ya halfway through
Jeez.
What's wrong with that?
Pumping it up.
Oh, now Bernie Vincent's just jumped. I get up. Morning to you, Bern.
G'day, yeah. Mark Thompson. Jars called him the other day.
Mark Thompson.
The thing that doesn't quite marry up there, Texan and Byrne, is when you do the promo and you say, where's the best seat at Adelaide Oval?
Yeah.
Oh, it's out here, and you walk out to Richmond Oval. It's selfie mode. What is going on, Tomo?
No, I just got asked to do it, and sometimes you just got to toe the company line, Rock. You should actually start doing it.
Well, we thought that maybe we'd give you some advice on what to do, what not to do. I think, Tex, did you say something about names?
I'd try and get the words out, Tomo. That'd be speak fluently, Tomo. I'm very good at that.
Okay.
I'd also say don't forget names.
Okay.
Names.
Well, crucial. Coming up after the break, we'll catch up with Demon Coach. We got a party going.
Hang on. What about the long pause?
Timmy Watson.
Timmy, I would say don't get names wrong, Tomo.
Yeah, you'd say what? Don't get them wrong.
Don't get them wrong.
Okay. Well, no, I haven't got any audio for that.
He didn't get that wrong.
No,
he just didn't say it.
Mm,
don't get them wrong. You're Sandy Roberts.
Oh, yeah, no, that's gone. We don't have that one. I'm sorry. I tell you what, though, you talk about gaps, though. What about this gap, Rock?
The Crows won by 2 points. And then, of course, today, Port Adelaide, they play as well.
Do they? Who they got today? You don't know who they got today? Oh, he's just backed off nicely.
Oh,
okay.
No.
What's
happened?
I've got no idea. Our man Rock's just sort of, it's like he swallowed a fly or something.
Someone check on him, please.
Wow. Wow,
just had a brain fart there, Texan. I just couldn't remember who they were playing.
Maybe you should go back and learn a bit of English, Rocky. The other advice for you, Tomo, stick to your lane. Don't try and be funny.
Let's head to Red Biglands, the Triple M Gas World Interchange.
Thanks, JTC. Right alongside the Suns bench. Very balanced bench too, boys. Alec Magan is running through there. He'll pinch it up forward. Horsley sitting right alongside of him. He'll rotate through the mids. Matt Shaw run through the back 50. Flanagan is the sub. Over to the Crows, boys. Matty Yench, he copped a massive punch to the head last week from James Boyd in the SANFL. It really blew him to pieces, boys. Rue, you love it. Yes.
You sound like you've had your tongue pierced.
I thought we had Ken Callender on the bed.
I caught one at footy training Wednesday night. And it's going well with this.
Oh, Red Biglands. Sounds like he's got a big gobstopper in his mouth. Wowee.
All right, I'll take all that on board. Should be a good year. Looking forward to
well
it.
Well done, Tomo. Thank good luck, mate. Out there. Thanks, calling the footy or whatever you're doing.
Thanks,
there.
Thanks, mate. Triple M.
Because the Crow Show was a hit.
Bit of Prince for your Saturday morning. 6 minutes away from 11 o'clock, 104.7 Adelaide's Triple M. The Dead Set Legends are back for 2024. Tommy Rockliffe, the former skipper of the Brisbane Lions. Texan Walker in today for Callum Ferguson and Tomo. It's time to do the season predictions, boys. It has already kicked off the year, but we did this. We wrote all these down before the first bounce on Thursday night. So I'm looking forward to this, Rocky. I know you've put a lot of thought.
A lot of time into this one.
Yep. What do you got for us? Let's kick things off.
All right. Let's start off with who do we think is going to be the premiers of the season 2024? I went with Collingwood, Tex.
I went with the Giants, Tomo.
Yep, Giants for me as well.
Ooh, two to the Giants, one to... Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wooden Spoon, who's going to be the Dwellers this year?
I went the Eagles.
Yeah, I think I might have to agree.
Yeah, me too. So three for the Eagles.
Three
I think
the
they're in for a tough season, aren't they? Bit of time. No, I'm down the bottom before
that,
they bounce back.
A couple of those young boys last week were like, you know, first look at Harley Reid, obviously. Looks
play.
Bloody hell.
And that Ruben, what's his last name? Ginby.
Yeah, I like him too.
He's going to be a star.
No, I like him. Righto, Rock.
Righto, Brownlow medal for season 2024. Texan, who have you got?
I've got, this is one of my favourite players in the comp, Toby Green.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yes.
Premier and Brownlow, that would be big for the skip.
What have you got, Tomo? Who have you got?
I've gone in that same state. I've gone Errol Goulden.
Errol Goulden. Like it.
Yep. Very good player at the Sydney Swans. I think it's the year that he finally wins it. Yeah. Yeah. He has to, doesn't he?
If the AFL have anything to do with it.
Oh. He's been robbed two or three times. He's been consistently there. I think he's
almost locked for it. The Coleman medal, if it's not you, Texan, who's it going to be?
I think North Melbourne are going to improve a lot, which will give Nick Larkey a great opportunity to win the Coleman this year.
Like it. Saw him play last night. Always electric. Love him. Charlie Cameron for me.
Charlie Cameron.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Yep.
Wow, that'd be huge.
He had a kick straight. I think the other Charlie that played last night, Kerno, I think he feasts on those bottom teams when he gets the opportunity. They look for him. He kicked 10, 11 in a couple of games and blow it open that way. Bolter for finals is an interesting one. So this is someone who's going to come from outside the eight last year to go in. I don't think it's a big surprise, but I'm actually tipping your mob, Texan, the Adelaide Crows, to come in.
It's one of the nicest things you've ever said, Rocky, and I appreciate it, mate. I've gone Fremantle Dockers to be the bolter to make the top eight.
Yep. First season under Damien Hardwick, I've gone the Suns.
Beautiful.
The Suns, all right. We'll leave the Texan out of this one. This is the team that'll slide the most, so someone that may go down the ladder a little bit. Tex, obviously, you're still playing, so it's not fair for you to comment on that. I think the Melbourne Footy Club, I think they'll miss the eight. I think they'll slide right down the ladder.
Yeah, wow, interesting. I was happy at halftime last night when they were 46 points down. I thought Carlton were going to be out, but I tell you what, that proved me wrong already. They've already picked up the 4 points up north, but I don't know. I don't know about them, but I know a lot of people are saying premiership favourites for them as well.
What about Rocky or Bolter for All Australian? Who have you got?
I've put down a guy that plays up here on the Gold Coast, Noah Anderson.
Yep.
I think he's he's a really, really good player. He dominates games, and I think he's ready to absolutely slip into an All-Australian Guernsey.
I don't disagree. What do you got, Tomo?
I think without this guy, there's no chance for them to play finals whatsoever. He was good the other night as well. He seems to be their only forward is Bailey Fritch from the Melbourne Footy Club.
Don't mind it. He's a good little player, Bailey Fritch. And mine was the Lizard.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Lizard, Nick Blakey. I don't know whether he's been in the squad. He might have been in the squad once, but hasn't been in the 22, so I reckon he'll do that. And Rocky, this is where you come into your element, mate. Headline of the year. What's it going to be?
Well, I normally nail these. I mean, I gave Brody Grundy away in March, I think, a couple of years ago that he won't be at Collingwood. My headline of the year, I was surprised when you said the Bolter for finals. Texan was Fremantle. My headline of the year at round 13 will be Frio part ways with Longmuir.
Wow. That's big.
Tomo?
My headline for the year, the send-off rule is going to be brought in at the midway part of the year, as we see a couple too many hits going to happen throughout the year with concussion.
And my headline is going to be after this is a second year of Gather Round. Next year, they're going to open up with a showdown.
I don't mind that.
That's good.
Showdown to kick off Gather Round.
Yep.
And then the headline we won't see, Rocky, this is where you really come into your...
The headline we won't see, I could take this to the bank, I think. What's the date today? Saturday, March 9, just on 11 o'clock Adelaide Standard Time. Tex Walker to play on in 2025.
It's very funny you say that. Mine is the headline we won't see is Tex hangs him up.
Do you want to know my headline?
We won't see.
Caro and Clarko seen on a romantic dinner.
13 minutes past 11 o'clock, 104.7, Adelaide's Triple M, the Dead Set Legends, Tom Rockliffe, Big Tex and Walker in for Cal Ferguson today, and Tomo. And 11:30, Triple M will be rocking footy, Rocky. We're looking forward to this. Should be absolutely superb.
Oh, it's my favourite time of the week, isn't it? The Saturday Rub team get together. You don't know what sort of shape Billy Brownless is going to be in. Can barely string two big words shape together when he's sober, let alone when he's coming down from a big night. But, looking forward to it.
Bernie Vince joins us right now. Bernard, obviously prominent member of the Rub, looking forward to it.
No, I am looking forward to it. It's been a while between drinks, but it snuck up on us a little bit this week. So footy season seemed a long way away, and all of a sudden it's here.
It's here, Bern. Did you watch the last two games over the last
few days?
I did. What'd you like?
Let's start with the first game, Thursday night. A bit disappointing, I thought. It wasn't a great spectacle, was it? It was slippery. I mean, it was a bit slippery last night as well, but it just very fumbly, a lot of mistakes. Sydney very good in that last quarter. Melbourne a bit disappointing, to be honest. I thought Melbourne might have won that one after a, well, tumultuous sort of off-season, if I can go there.
Tumultuous, describe that to me.
Well, you spell it first.
Starts with a T,
yep.
Ends with an S.
Perfect. That'd be nice.
And there's a mulch or something in between there somewhere.
Is that what you put in your garden?
Yeah, something mulches? Like that. Yeah.
That was a brain bust here.
To mulch or us.
What have the listeners got to hear coming up in the rub, mate?
Well, I've got my Nuff segment. That's back. So it'll be pretty short and sharp today with that because the footy season's only just kicked off. So not a lot of mistakes so far. But we've had the cricket. There's been a bit of, there's been a few incidents at the cricket with the commentary. And I'll be singling out someone that's actually not here on the show today. Where is Ferg, by the way?
Who cares?
Let's just move on because he's in the gun today. Here's a little sneak peek at what I'm going to play.
I tell you what, the only thing that would be better than this is to have a schooner with it. What do you reckon?
Bang.
Ice cold amber, ale at some point would be really nice.
It's actually not that hard to say.
Amber ale.
Have a listen how filthy... Was it Boone? Boonie?
Merv.
Swervin' Mervin. He was filthy.
Absolutely.
At getting the beer incorrectly pronounced.
He goes for that long, he takes a breath in between.
One more.
But anyway. So that's what you got to look forward to. And you never really know what's going on that show. They come with... Well, a lot of surprises. There's a bit of a rumour going around about Bill Brownless. Now, someone may or may not have called the station asking him to possibly be an actor for something. So we're going to touch on that.
God.
I don't know what he could act. Maybe in the background somewhere, drinking in a... Maybe not even in a pool because he'd have to have his shirt off.
He tried to go down that path. Yeah.
That lasted 10 minutes.
Speaking of Bill, he used to dominate on the AFL footy show when it used to be good on Channel 9. He had Bill's big house there one time, and there's a bit of mail floating around that the Triple M Rush Hour team are going to do something similar this week, Bernie, in a caravan.
Yeah, it seemed like a good idea 6 months ago when... Jar's actually come up with it, Bill's house. But it's in a caravan, in the Marion Caravan Park for 26 hours. Ooh. Not allowed to bring anything in. We haven't really heard too much about it. We're not sure what we can bring, what we can't bring.
When will you find out?
I don't know. I actually don't know. They've said we can't bring phones and, iPads or nothing like that. So
can you please take something that you can just absolutely torment the hell out of? The whale, Andrew Jarman.
The whale.
Did you see he got washed up this morning?
What, is that true? That whale on the beach?
Artificial.
Can
you take in? Can you take in a couple of sneaky frothies? Because this is important.
They did say we're allowed a one item, so I was like, right, I'll just bring a carton in. And
well, that's 24.
Well, that's one item though. Technically, one carton.
One.
When have you ever followed rules?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Rules. I was thinking, like, can you? A bit of a trap door up underneath the caravan or something. I could sneak something up, but apparently not a lot of drinking in there. We're going to get bloody bored, I tell you that, because we're stuck in there with, it's not a huge caravan either. We haven't been told what one it is, but it's only got sleeps three. So there's a little single bed and a double bed. So someone's going to have to sleep with someone. That's if there is any sleep. I've got no idea what's going on.
Rocky, my concern goes to Bluey. I don't know if Bluey's built for a caravan. You know, that's just not him. He's a six-star operator.
Yes.
Well, you think of Greg Blewett. I don't know how he's going to survive 26 hours without Catherine.
No.
And no phones. Can't text, call, FaceTime.
Can't
send
put up the...
Kiss, kiss.
In sync, bloody Instagram posts that they've all got with each other. This poor man.
Put him in between you and Jars in the double bed and just.
Well, Jars did say he sleeps nude, and I told him I'm going to tag him wherever he goes in the caravan. I'm running with him, and I said I'll spoon you, and I also sleep nude. So picture that.
Wow.
Is there any air conditioning in the caravan?
Well, I hope so, because I think it's about 34 or 5 Thursday, so they surely can't sit in an oven. We can't be in an oven. They can't kill us.
What happens when the whale Andrew Jarman goes to the bathroom and there's no ventilation?
Brutal. That's another thing. I don't think there's a door on the toilet.
Take some pegs with you. Chuck them on your nose, Bern.
Bernie Vince on the wrap very, very shortly. Thanks for joining us, Bern. Dead Set Legends. 19 minutes past 11 o'clock here. Triple M. 104.7 Adelaide's Triple M. 22 minutes past 11 o'clock. The Dead Set Legends. Tom Rockcliffe, Tex Walker in the building today. And Tom, a couple of minutes here, boys, and then we got to part way and get the rub in and going to absolutely dominate that. But you're on the call this afternoon tonight, Rock?
Yeah, this afternoon. Gold Coast Suns taking on Richmond. Should be a really good contest, actually. Obviously, two teams that are around the same spot this year, I would have thought. They'll sort of be making up the numbers. Either one might sneak into the finals and the other one will miss, but should be a good contest. Obviously, the storyline's Damien Hardwick taking on Richmond. He was a bit tuckered out in round 8 or 9 last year and just had to go overseas, get Stewie Jew to get the arse and then collect the pay packet of a couple of mil a year.
Bang, bang, bang. And a good game of footy tonight as well, the Giants and Collingwood Tex.
Yeah, it's going to be a cracker. I think those two teams are probably going to be in the top, well, they will be in the top four come the end of the year. So it's going to be an absolute cracker to open the seat, the round of zero.
Mm.
What's been your thoughts on that so far, Tomo? You like it, don't like it, too early?
No, I think it's a bit early. I don't like it how, you know, we've sort of tried to do it when NRL was in Vegas and then got it completely wrong.
Should we have done it when the same weekend that they were in Vegas?
I'd probably think so, but that was just my point of view on it, Rock.
Yeah, it feels early, doesn't it? You're used to, though, coming early, Tomo, aren't you? You sort of get in nice and early on radio.
Yep,
You like to prepare, so
no,
it's good to start the season nice and early.
Nah, and, Tomo, it's a big year ahead for you, the new MC of a...
Yes.
Business.
Yeah. Looking forward to it, mate. Down at the Adelaide Crows. I'll see you there. Absolutely dominate.
I won't kick balls at you when you're doing the MC job at Adelaide Oval, mate.
That'd be good.
Try and have a shot.
All kickstart as well. Next week, you take on the Gold Coast Suns. You must be pumped for that, Texan.
Yeah, can't wait. Footy's back. They're going to be... they're under a good coach now. Obviously, Gold Coast, they've got some great young talent. So it's going to be a solid one to start, but we're looking forward to getting up there.
Like it, mate. You can hear Texan on Roo, Dits and Loz a Tuesday morning. Good on you, Rock. Well done, mate.
Good on you, Tomo. Good luck next week, Tex.
Like it, mate. Stuff. See you, guys. Have a good one.